Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Presence of God. I want you to welcome somebody and tell them God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Get a smile. Get a hug. Okay. No hugging. All right. Praise the Lord. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. Right where? Praise God. Okay. So we're still talking about Thanksgiving. Every time is a season of Thanksgiving. But we are concentrating on thanking God as we draw near to the end of the calendar year. The calendar year. We're in November and we're thanking God for all that He has done for us. He has been merciful. He has been wonderful. And really, if we do count our blessings one after the other, it will surprise us because sometimes we look at it and it's like, what's happening? What's happening in my life right now? What have I achieved? You know, this is the time of that year when people start watching and begin to wonder. They sit down and they begin to take account. Take account of their finances. Take account of everything in their life. Everything that they've done. Their physical life, their emotional life, their marriage, as a mother, as a child. And then they begin to ask themselves, what have I done? What has happened to me this year? What have I achieved this year? You know, sometimes the truth is, whether we look at it from the eyes of the world or from the eyes and then you tell yourself, I'm successful, or you compare yourself with someone who seemingly is better than you, or someone who is seemingly doing less than you, any way you look at it, you will come out short. Even if you're happy and you tell yourself, okay, I've tried, or this year business was good, I've made a lot of profit, and all of that. But the truth is, you will always fall short if you see things through the eyes of the flesh. If you take account of your life through the eyes of the flesh, through the eyes of man, through the way the world has said, through the economic statistics and all of that. If you look at your marriage based on what Mills and Boone is saying or what the romance magazines are saying, you will always fall short. But we have a God who is merciful. We have a God of a second chance. We have a God who keeps doing wonderful and amazing things. Okay, so in just a short time, I just want to talk about the state of being thankful. Being thankful, the state of being thankful. I want us to look at Psalm 9, 1 verse 2, 1 and 2. Thank you, Pastor Victoria, for that prayer. She read it while she was taking prayers. Okay, because of time, you can mark it down if they have it in the scriptures. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. If you have your Bible there, if you're using your tab or your phone, I want you to highlight that with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Now, what I want you to look at there is, with all my heart. Now, that's an instruction that God has given. If you want to thank him, if you want to say thank you to God, he wants you to do it with all your heart. He doesn't want you to do it with half your heart or, okay, they say we should thank God, oh Father, and then you come to church on Sunday. You know, it's like part of the service. Anytime you come, any service you come, no, when the anybody who comes up to pray will say, lift up your hands, let us thank the Lord. Now, God doesn't want it to be a ritual. Thanksgiving is not a feeling. Thanksgiving is a state of being. It's an attitude. It's something that we should live by. Just like you breathe in air. You know, you breathe in air. It's not based on your feeling. It's not based on how you feel that you bring. Your heart will not say, okay, let me look at the state of your emotions now. Haba, no, it's not good, so I will not beat. Your lungs will not say, okay, because Anwuli is sad today, I will not do what I'm supposed to do. So Thanksgiving should be, it should also be like that. It should be something that we should just do. Okay? Now, Psalm 9, 1 verse, I want to look at it from the Message Bible. It says, I am thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I am whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I am singing your song, High God. Okay, we've heard that before. We know that we should thank God. You know, it's an instruction. It's something that we have been told again and again that we should do. So what am I asking us to do today? What am I saying today? I want to say this. No one can thank God if their heart is not in the place of God. Now, what do I mean by that? The Bible has clearly told us, we'll look at that scripture together. He has clearly told us, he said that when he was talking in the book of James, when he was talking about bitter and sweet water not coming from the same source, he said fresh water and bitter water cannot come out from the same source. It's not possible. You can't go to an olive plant and expect to see fig fruits. So, why is it that from us who God has created, we praise God with our lips, but with that same lip, we curse men. We curse our government. We curse our finances. We curse everything that is around us. You know why? It's not possible. So if the Bible tells us it's not possible, then why is it happening? Do we have people who say, thank you, God, Lord, I'm thankful for my... Now, let me use one now. I can see that most people here are... Okay, but let me just give that example. You know, you say, Father, thank you for my husband. Thank you for my marriage. Thank you, they tell you. And then you go about, that man, he will lie too much. That's how he does this. That's how he does this. That's how he does this. Now, the truth of it is that if you really are thankful, it's not possible that you will thank God for something that he has given to you and you will curse it at the same time. It's not possible that you will thank God for Nigeria and then you will curse Nigeria. You can't thank God for your leaders and in the same way, turn back and use the same tongue and say, oh, these are our leaders there. Now, God will punish all of them. It's not possible. Now, then why does this happen? I said before, you cannot thank God if your heart is not right with him. Let's look at the book of Ephesians. Let's look at scripture to buttress everything we say. Okay? Ephesians 5, 18, 19 says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Now I want to read from the the Passion Translation. It says, and don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled with the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and then your heart will overflow. Meaning that if your heart is in a state of rebellion, anger, pain, you cannot thank God. You cannot be filled with thanksgiving. You cannot praise God. So what is God saying to us today? Now we have said we're in a season of thanksgiving. You know, sometimes we can look at something and in our hearts despise that thing and curse a blessing that God has given to us. We can look at it and with our hearts we will curse it. If we look at the year 2020, a lot of things have happened. I don't need to begin to, you know, from one thing after the other, from COVID to protesting, from protesting to killings and all of that. And sometimes you can just look at, you know, I went to the market last week, and as I was coming back from the market, I finished buying everything I was buying and I was holding one paper bag. I actually went to the market with 25,000 and I looked at the paper bag and then I not see that counting. I say, are you sure money no loss? You know, because now I knew that the money wasn't missing. I knew that I spent everything in the market. But you know, that's unconscious. God, though, the way where Nigeria just they go. No, not let this paper bag I just carry come from house. You understand? Now, if I am not careful, I will look at the blessing that God gave me, 25,000, and then I will curse it. Probably not intentionally. So, thanksgiving is actually coming from the motive of our hearts. So the question is, anytime you thank God for anything, what is the motive of your heart? What is the state of your heart concerning that thing? Yes, as believers, you can be truly thankful to God for one aspect of your life. But another aspect, it gets as it be. So anytime we lift up our hands, we take a prayer journal and we begin to thank God, especially in this time when we are going through Thanksgiving and when it's a season, yes, we are preparing for our physical Thanksgiving in church and all of that. I need you to ask yourself, am I truly thankful? God wants us to look into our hearts and begin to repent. You know why? Because God forbid that the thanksgiving we give to God, he rejects it. He has asked us to lift up our hearts in thanksgiving with holy hands. When God says that we should lift up everything to him with holy hands, offer sacrifices to him, he knew what he was talking about. You know, he said somewhere in scripture that if you want to give God an offering, he said that you should, and you know. Now, listen to this. I looked at scripture. He did not say, if you have something against your brother. He said, if your brother has something against you. I looked at that scripture. You know, I read it and I went back again. And I read, hey, what do you call concern me if my brother? Is it my brother that has the challenge? Now, is it me? But you know what God was trying to say? He said, at every point in time, you should be on the right side with me. So he said that if you have a challenge with your brother, drop that gift and go and make peace with him before you come back. So before you lift another word of thanksgiving to God, in that area of your life, I want you to look around. Are you right with God in every area? And then you need to repent. He said, make peace, meaning do something. Now, God is not expecting us to be perfect. God is not expecting, because we are striving towards perfection. Each day, we are becoming like Christ. Each day, we are becoming what he wants us to be. Each day, we are shining like he wants us to shine. But he wants us to consciously, intentionally push for these things. No longer should we just wake up in the morning and do things like it's just another thing. No. God wants us as the new breed of believers, the new breed of kingdom people, to do things the way he wants. He said, no longer will you worship in this mountain, or no longer will you do this, or no longer will you do it this way. He said, but anyone who wants to worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And when we talk about worship, thanksgiving includes worship. So when you are thanking God, you are praising him, I need you to ask yourself, am I right with God? Repentance must be the first thing we do when we want to do thanksgiving. Forget about the fact, you know, forget about the fact if it is somebody you went to market today and the person insulted you. Oh, you have every right, if you look at it, to tell the person his life history. I know they keep you quiet since, but today, but they don't, this we should not just think I'm a fool. I have to say something. Then you say something. And in saying the thing, every other person around may applaud you, but does your God in heaven applaud you? So in this season, I need us to begin to look at our hearts, our attitude, our character, our disposition. Where have we missed it? Is there anger in our life? Is there rebellion? Is there pride? Is there lying? Is there extortion? You know, anytime we say things like this, we look at the big, big ones. You understand? No, say, this senator looted 290 million. I only just told my husband that the thing they said they are selling, instead of 5 naira, is 20 naira. Not too big now, 15 naira, you understand? 15 naira and 290,000. You cannot really compare it. So now it's not really seen like that. God will understand. Because God knows that I need that extra 15 naira to just run one or two things. It's still for the ass now. It's all of us. It's still all of us that will benefit from it. You understand? It's just that if I tell my husband now, he will not give me this 15 naira. So it's just good. Let me just... It's not really lie. You are just embroidering the truth. Just... Do you understand? It's not really lie. But in the eyes of God, what is it? You know, in God, in the eyes of God, there's no small sin and big sin, no. There's nowhere in scripture that God says that he will not judge according to the bigness of the sin. You say, okay, all those of you who lied, big lie, 290 times, come this way. All those of us who lied, no, not of us. Those of you who lied, 10 lies, this way. This is okay. Because the lie is not too big, you can go to heaven. Your lie was big. It led to the killing of people. Go to hell. No, the Bible, there's nowhere in scripture that says that. But God says he wants our heart to be right. So in this period of thanksgiving, you know, Mama spoke extensively on Jonah on Sunday. And if you go back and read the book of Jonah again, you know why Jonah ran away? Jonah did not trust God. And God sees not trusting him. You know, how many of you feel that you don't trust God is sin? God supposed to know now. No, not be everywhere you don't trust now like that. We dey try. But God has actually told us to trust him. Because there are some things as believers, unconsciously, there are some things that we have seen as sin and we will never find ourselves doing. And God knows I know if you fornicate. I can't commit adultery. I cannot kill someone. No. It's not possible. Murder. Not those kind of things. No, I cannot do it. But then there are other things. Like I said, is there a place you are believing a lie in your life? You know, God has told you, don't worry, Becky, I will take care of you. I will bless you. He has told you, Pastor Vic, don't worry. This year, I will look after you. You now take it. Oh, thank you for that prophetic word. You are very happy and blessed as they gave you that prophetic word. But then, after 6 days, rent, neighbor, landlord, come. Pastor Vic, no, he doesn't know you as pastor. Victoria, your rent is late. You say, just give me like 10 days. I will give you the rent. You say, okay, I'm giving you 10 days based on your word. You now go and pray. God said, don't worry. I will give you the rent. I'll take care of you. 6 days, no rent. 7 days, no rent. 8 days, no rent. 10 days, the landlord comes. See, if you don't get my rent tomorrow, I'm throwing you out. You now say, ha. Oh, God. Now you now leave God. You now start looking through your phone. Understand? So that a name will pop out that you can just, that you now look for. You know, we just have a way of, when things get tough, forgetting about God. We have a way of mistrusting him, just telling him that, you know, because he gave us brain, I just shall run on my own. After all, God give me brain. You understand? So these are the things that God is telling us. Get right with me. Do not think too highly of yourself and then tell yourself, no, God know me now. I'm a very righteous someone. I do the things of God. I read my Bible. I pray. I do everything as scripture has commanded. But I still need you to look in and then ask God. You know, in inner healing, there's something we call blind spots. These are things that you may be doing or secret sins that you are not, probably you're not even aware of. So this is the first thing I need us to do. Ask God, Father, I want my thanksgiving to be right with you. And so I want you to give me a heart of thanksgiving. It is God who gives a heart of thanksgiving. It is God who makes you thank him fully. So say, Lord, help me so that I am not thanking you with one mouth, praising you for this particular thing with one mouth, and then going later to curse that same thing with the same mouth. I want you to lift up your voices and lift up your hands and say, Lord, help me. Let me hear a sense of God. Say, Lord, help me. Hebrews 13, 15, 16 says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit that openly professes his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Psalms 145, because of time, I'm just going to read that. It says, you draw near to those who call out to you, listening closely, especially when their hearts are true. So I ask you again, what is your motive of thanksgiving? Is it because Reverend Ben has said, when you thank God, this and this and this is what happens? Oh yes, when you thank God, he blesses you. When you thank God, it propels him to do more. You know, we've watched those movies and all those films and all those, acted all those dramas in church when they say, oh Lord, I'm thankful. And then he stands up from his throne and he dances and he's happy and he gives you more. Oh yes, all that happens when you thank God. But all that happens when you give him the right kind of thanksgiving. All that happens when your heart is right with him. Now let's look at Cain and Abel. Abel sacrificed something. Cain took also from his and he sacrificed. And then the Bible says that the Lord was pleased with Abel's sacrifice. Right? Now, let's forget that Cain became jealous and all of that and all of that. Let's rewind. Did Cain give sacrifice? Yes or no? Students of the Most High God. Did Cain give sacrifice? Yes or no? Uh-huh. So which one can be God for his side? He asked them to give a sacrifice. And Cain actually gave a sacrifice. So why then did God not accept the sacrifice? Because it wasn't the right one. So I need you to ask yourself, before you lift up that song, before you lift up words in praise, before you lift up your hands to thank him, before you dance out here on the 6th of December, the question is that sacrifice of thanksgiving you are giving to God, is it acceptable to him? Is it the right kind of thanksgiving? You know, when we go to the book of Isaiah, and he talks about fasting and all that, he told us expressly, this is the kind of fast I want. He has given us the kind of thanksgiving he wants. You know, the thing I love about God is that he will tell you what he wants. And then he will go back and tell you that he prefers obedience to sacrifice. Not that God doesn't want sacrifice, but the truth of it is that he wants you to obey his instructions. So today, he's telling us, get your heart right with me. Tell somebody by your side, get your heart right with me. Get your heart right with God. Get your heart right with God. I just want you to close your eyes and just begin to talk to God. Say, Father, I need help. You know, I know that you are the only one who can help me to truly serve you. You are the only one who can help me to really give true thanksgiving. My heart can only be right with you if you work on me. And so today, I desire to give you my heart. I desire to give you the right kind of thanksgiving. I desire to thank you from my heart, with my heart full of you. And so, Lord Jesus, just shine your light in those areas of my life where I need to be right with you. In those areas of my life where I'm not getting it right, help me. Just ask him to help you. Ask him to help you. Say, Lord, I want my heart to be right with you. When the peace of Christ rules in our hearts, thankfulness overflows. When the peace of Christ rules in our hearts, when we are right with God, God pours out his peace into our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise. We exalt your holy name. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I just want us to rise to our feet. As the deep planted for the waters of my soul, so long and after me, you are Lord, at my heart's desire. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to stretch out your hands to the communion table and just begin to say, Lord, in this season there shall be a transformation in my heart. In this season there shall be a transformation in my soul. Lord, in every area of my life where I have cursed the blessings that you have given to me, consciously or unconsciously, any area of my life where I have lifted up my voice and I have cursed Nigeria, cursed the leaders, cursed the church, I have spoken words that I know that will hurt your hearts, Father, I ask for mercy. And as I come before the communion table, as I eat your body and I drink your blood, let there be a transformation in my heart. Let me begin to see these things that have caused me anger, these things that have caused me to rebel, these things that have caused me bitterness. Let me begin to see through your eyes. Let me begin to see my situation through your eyes. Let me begin to see that son, that daughter through your eyes. Let me begin to see my husband, my wife through your eyes. Let me see Nigeria through your eyes. You can never really be thankful for that thing. You can never really be thankful for anything if you don't see it through the eyes of the Father. You can never really be thankful of your situation if you don't see it through the eyes of the Father. Say, Lord God, let me see this situation through your eyes. Even if the world is saying that it is dead, even if it seems in all statistics, if I look at it through everywhere, it seems that this thing is not working out, then Father, let me see it through your eyes. As I take your body and your blood today, let there be a transformation of my heart. Let my eyes be opened. Let my ears be opened. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, as a family, Lord, we'll stretch out our hands and we'll bless. We'll bless the body. We'll bless the communion. We declare that it becomes for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We declare that even as we take this communion, there will be a transformation in our lives. A transformation that will begin to shine, that will begin to play out in every sphere of influence that we find ourselves in, our families, in our church, in our nation. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let me hear the saints shout aloud, amen.
The one I love, ever before me.
Lift your offering, everyone.
She's upon my heart.
Lift your offering as we declare over our offerings. We declare as we give our offerings. Our nation is rejoicing because it is our seed, it is our prayer for the development of our nation and our states in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And if you have your tithe, you can just quickly bring it up still, and then let's receive it from you. But on your way to taking your communion, just drop your offerings. Thank you.
I live for the one I love. Upon my heart, oh, I live for the one.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.